This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Heritage Foundation is saying that Planned Parenthood may benefit financially from an Obamacare requirement that insurance covers some 400 local Planned Parenthood affiliates who qualify as essential community providers. They say the $1 million in Obamacare funding to Planned Parenthood in the last week may be just the beginning. Meanwhile, defenders of the abortion giant are rushing to criticize whistleblowers who report on fraud at Planned Parenthood. Whistleblower laws were implemented to protect employees who see wrongdoing in the workplace but who might be hesitant to report it because of how reporting crime against employers tends to end the careers of such whistleblowers. The reaction to whistleblowers highlights how other Planned Parenthood affiliates may be at risk of further accusations of fraud. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. The bizarre case of overt hatred expressed towards an autistic boy is playing out in Ontario. While local police now say there is no hate crime, an anonymous neighbor addressed a letter to the mother of 13-year-old Max Bagley, calling him a wild animal and saying that they should move to the woods or euthanize the boy. While the author writes that nobody wants you here, Max now has hundreds of supporters in his neighborhood and is garnering both awareness and support for the autistic worldwide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.